Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope the Realtor. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine, if you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here is your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive-related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 and the team. We also want to invite you and say hi, good morning on Facebook Live. You can check us out, New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook. You can also text in a question. That's right, Yearwood text line at 505-226-1442. 226-1442 if you have a question and you want to get it on the show. But RJ, how you doing this morning, man?
Doing wonderful, David. Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
So you all settled back in, ready for your golden year, right? You're 25, ready to get going at school and just knock it out of the park, man?
No, great year coming up. I'm excited for it. My first full week back from my little sabbatical, I should say, a mental vacation.
Yeah.
So now that I'm back and getting everything rolling, my chili tolerance is getting up.
I was going to ask you about that. You said it was a little rough when you got back. So I'm glad it's coming up and continued success on your green chili eating endeavors. All right, let's jump into the Unser Racing Museum event calendar. What do we got going out at the drag strip, man?
Awesome, David. Well, of course, we got to look out for weather, of course, coming up this weekend. But
yeah.
Today and tomorrow, it's a two-day event. It will be the second annual swap meet, which is going to be happening out at the Albuquerque Dragway. So racing car parts are for sale with vendors, with spaces and everything, car loads. It's going to open at 9 a.m., so right at the end of our show is when it's going to start off for today and tomorrow out at ABQ Dragway.
And that's pretty cool. See, I mean, that's such a big venue. There's a lot of cool things you could do out there. But mark your calendars. Coming up at the end of the month, that's right, the end of the month is the Labor Day Bash. And by the way, Labor Day falls, I think it's a Sunday. It's a Saturday, Sunday, so it happens right at the end of the month. So make sure you don't miss that. The rods are going to be back out, and they got something to settle because the rain and the lightning came in last time. So it's going to be a great race, and that's at the end of the month. We'll have a whole bunch more information as we get closer, but we're going to be out there shooting another edition of the New Mexico Motorsports Report out there, catching up with the rod racers. It'll be a lot of fun. That'll be available both on YouTube and on Channel 26, ProView 26, probably about a week, 2 weeks after that event. But what's going on out at the dirt track, man?
Yeah, so at Sandia Motor Speedway, so it's actually going to be the first annual Truman West Memorial, which we talked a little bit about last week and how it's coming to fruition, of course, now. So it's going to be presented by Jackson Compaction. The clay oval racing starts at 6:30 with the traditional non-wing sprints, mini sprints, A-mods, street stocks, and cruisers all running the clay oval.
Right, and of course, you got an autocross going out there now. The Porsche Club of America has got an autocross, so you can go out there and check it out. Cone racing. That's right, cone racing at its best. But I think that it's probably open to pretty much any vehicles, not just Porsche, but the Porsche Club's doing it. Also, for those of you that knew Susan Johnson, she passed away last week. There is a celebration of life for her today at 11 o'clock. The great lady did a lot for the track, and she was one of those people that did a lot behind the scenes. So if you didn't know, she basically built the timing and scoring system that we had out there on the asphalt track. And hard worker, never made it about her, and it's going to be good to go over and see some friends I haven't seen for a while and celebrate her life. But, you know, Godspeed to Susan Johnson. Talk a little bit about what was going on at Votto.
So Votto this weekend, it's a weekly racing series with the Lucas Oil Powery 305 Wing Sprints cars, Anthony Sosa Roofing Late Models, Hacienda Carpet Entitle, USRA B Mods, Miller House Farms USRA Stock Cars, Casa Nissan Legend Cars. and all are going to be opening at 5 p.m. tonight with racing starting at 7:45. So great night racing going at Votto, and then it's going to be Friday the week after. So great events going on for Friday, Saturday, Sunday fun.
Well, I tell you, they got sponsors for every division. I mean, it really made it tough for the read on there on that for you. You know, a whole lot of stuff. And, of course, Josh Jackson is running in the Legend Cars out there. Been back in the sprint as well. There's a movie coming up about his experience and basically his comeback. And has been doing quite well. But last week they didn't have their Saturday race, kind of in honor of what happened and with the shooting down in El Paso. And, of course, we want to send out our support to all the families who have been affected by that. Hashtag El Paso Strong. Hang in there. My daughter was actually down there this week, and there's still heavy hearts in that community. And so send out some love to them. But hopefully we can get back to racing and be a good distraction as that town kind of gets its feet back under it. What do we got going on in the motocross track, man?
Yeah, so on two wheels, that's going to have this weekend off, but next weekend start the practice on August 17th, with 18th being the race day for round 7 of the Sandia Motocross race event, which will be the David Fisher Memorial, which is a pro invite race out there at Sandia.
Awesome. And a lot of great stuff going on. I tell you, they've really done a tremendous job at bringing that facility back to life in the last couple of years. And, of course, Jason Anderson's going to be out there in October. She can go out and meet Jason and see what kind of events they got going on. But Outlaw Desert Racing, what a tremendous race they had down at Belen for the Independence 243. What else they got coming up, man?
Yeah, so let's talk about, just to remind people, great events going on with Outlaw Desert Racing. August 23rd and 25th, it's going to be the 2019 Payson Arizona Off-Road and Camping Expo, which will have a ton of vendors, off-road demo trucks, and giving back to veterans and active military and first responders with rides out there. So great stuff going out there that you got to support Outlaw Desert Racing.
Yeah, when I was driving out this morning, there was a guy fully outfitted with his truck and all his gear, and I was just totally thinking about those guys. Looked like he was heading out for maybe a weekend of camping and stuff, but looked like he could survive for months with all the stuff he's got on that truck. So got car shows coming up, believe it or not. Hopefully, knock on wood. I don't know if you can hear that, but with the weather out there. But what kind of shows we got going on?
Yeah, we had some great shows last weekend. A lot of stuff, like I said, before the school year, kind of the start of summer, or the end of summer, I should say. But the August 10th, so today, is going to be the 13th annual Donate Life Car Show, which is going to be out in Las Cruces. So cover all of New Mexico at Young's Park in Las Cruces, New Mexico. We have also coming up, it's the 8th annual Estancia Parade and Car Show, which will be today at the Old Courthouse on 9th and Loring in Estancia, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., so great all-afternoon, early-morning events at Torrance County Fair Parade, followed by show. For the show, it's open to all cars, motorcycles, trucks, tractors, antique
Sweet.
Energies, RVs, everything 25 years and older. So there's no entry fee, and awards, refreshments are available. So just great fun events, like I said, all over New Mexico.
That's fantastic. And, of course, next week we got a lowrider show. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so it's actually going to be on a Thursday. So August 15th, it's going to be at the Albuquerque International Sunport, so our local airport out here. It's the Lowriders and Hot Rods Car Culture of Northern New Mexico. So it's going to be at 10 a.m. on Thursday. Just they're trying to bring out more stuff, bring more culture and arts out to everyone, even if they're the short visit in the New Mexico airport. You could go visit a car show, kind of get used to our classics and everything.
That's pretty cool. And there, you know, it's a neat facility out there. And if you don't have a reason to go out because, you know, you're not catching a flight or whatever, this gives us some reason. I tell you, Northern New Mexico, growing up, I mean, I swear that El Paso or Española was a lowrider capital of the world.
It is.
I mean, yeah. And I think that's only appropriate. Well, coming up, we're going to have Jim Costa. Of course, we're going to catch up with Jerry Jordan with kickingthetires.net. And, of course, we got some audio from last weekend. It sounded like the summer heat was kind of setting in with some people out at the road course. But since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been your home for Go Fast Parts, giving you the edge you need on the track and the street, knowledge of what to use and how to use it, fuel injection, ignition systems, gauges and accessories, including the largest selection of hoses and fitting, of course, Torco Racing Fuel, 12 different chemical compositions, in 5 gallon convenient 5 gallon cans are ready to go. New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop, Yearwood Performance, of course. Buy local, save time and money, yearwoodperformance.com. All right, on the other side, Jim Costa is going to be joining us and telling us about the big expansion that's going to be going on over at Eubank, the Eubank store at 341 Eubank for Yearwood. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio
1017, The Team.
This is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Slope for the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 1017, The Team.
Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Albuquerque is your 4x4 dealer. A short drive for the biggest selection of four brands and the best savings in the state of New Mexico. Right now, we've got bigger savings than ever thanks to the Summer Clearance Event and Employee Pricing Event, where you can get up to 20% off MSRP on select new 2019 Ram 1500s. Or get 0% financing. Either way, you're getting one heck of a truck and saving a truckload of cash. Up to 20% off MSRP or 0% APR financing available on select new 2019 Ram 1500 trucks. The best deals and even better selection are at Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Albuquerque on the corner of Lomas and Wyoming. Online at LHMABQ.com. Driven by you.
Stock KS6379555. Up to 20% off MSRP or 0% APR for 72 months on all new 2019 Ram 1500 DP or DS vehicles. All buyers may not qualify for all rebates on approved credit. All prices are plus tax, title, license fees, and $349 due to transfer service. Offer ends 9/3/19.
Get your chili on at the 4th Annual Bosque Chili Festival, a celebration of food, art, and culture on the Rio Grande. Saturday, August 17th at the National Hispanic Cultural Center. The Ristro Run fires up at 8, and the festival starts sizzling at 10, with chef demos, artisans, music, food trucks, and more. $5 gets you in, kids 5 and under free. Free park and ride from the UNM pit. Find out more at burnco.gov/Bosque Chili Festival.
Every sports bar has TVs, not everyone has great food. Gecko's Bar and Tapas has been voted Albuquerque's best bar food and best appetizers by both the Alibi and Local IQ. Enjoy the MLB package all season long on 11 HD TVs. Award-winning lunch specials with dog-friendly patios at both locations. Happy hour 4 to 7 at Gecko's Bar and Tapas, Knob Hill on Central, and Academy east of San Mateo.
Lip Torres, owner with Happy Days Motor Company, inviting you to visit us online at happydaysmotorco.com to take advantage of our great selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. We offer all makes, all models, everything from Lexus, Toyota, Honda, Jeep, and many, many more. With finance solutions for all credit situations and an amazing selection of vehicles under $10,000, we are sure to find the perfect vehicle to fit your lifestyle and your budget. Happy Days Motor Company, where Happy Days is more than a name. On the corner of San Mateo and Constitution, 2 street lights south of I-40.
Twin Peaks is your ultimate sports lodge with the menu to match. Pair any of our made-from-scratch menu items with a frosty 29-degree draft beer served by a beautiful Twin Peaks girl, and you're in for a legendary sports-watching experience. You can't draft well on an empty stomach. Host your league's draft party at Twin Peaks and enjoy your favorite shareables and a frosty cold brew while you build your ultimate team. Contact your local Twin Peaks today for more info. Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Hey race fans, this is NASCAR team owner Coach Joe Gibbs. You're listening to David Slope on New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope the Realtor. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And we're getting close to the playoffs with NASCAR. It's getting a little chippy, if you will. Last week, I don't know if it was a short track race that broke out at a road course or whether this is just standard for road course racing, but it sure was entertaining. Right now, on the cutoff, Jimmy Johnson, that's right, seven-time champion Jimmy Johnson and Ryan Newman are tied to get into the 16 to the playoffs round. And joining us is Jerry Jordan with KickingTheTires.net. How are you doing this morning, Jerry?
Hey, doing pretty well. Heading up to the last minute, headed up to Michigan International Speedway for the race tomorrow.
Well, that's fantastic. Of course, Brad Keselowski on the pole for that. And, of course, it's a lot of pride for the American-made manufacturers when they roll into Michigan. Toyota always does quite well there as well. But are we going to see Penske with a little bit more dominance at this race? Because it's really been kind of all Joe Gibbs.
Yeah, you know, you don't know. It's good to see Brad on the pole. It's good for Ford. That's their backyard. I mean, they're just right up the road in Dearborn. But you know, you don't know what's going to happen in the race because you don't know if Brad was set up just for Q trim.
Yep.
Or if he, you know, I mean, with our qualifying going back to the way it was now, you know, you just don't know anymore. However, those Fords have been fast. It's not like Kulowski and Logano and Blaney. I mean, even Paul Menard has been fast in Wood Brothers Ford. So you can't just say, oh, they're not any competition for the Joe Gibbs team. We saw Joe Gibbs struggle at one point. We've seen other teams struggle. I think we're seeing a great battle come down to the final races here heading into the playoffs.
So what did you think about the pinball game that was Watkins Glen last week?
I love it.
Wasn't it fantastic?
Look, I've said for years, I liked road course racing wasn't cool, okay? 10 years ago, I loved Sonoma. 15 years ago, I loved Watkins Glen. I've always loved road course racing because it was action, it was packed. It was, you know, that you get the beating and the banging and the bumps, and you get good racing, and you get takeoffs and passes. But back then, it was like, oh, we're NASCAR, we go left. No,
right.
We're not. We need to adapt. We need to focus. You know what? Some of the best racing we've had has been at the road course races. Look at the Roval last year. Everybody said it was going to be a disaster. It was great.
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up a road course racing guy, so it was definitely you know, my time to celebrate NASCAR. But Kyle Busch getting into it with and basically a teaching moment for William Byron, and then of course Bubba Wallace basically adding to his clout in NASCAR with basically spinning Kyle Busch. I was wondering what your thoughts. I've always thought that Kyle Busch drove with kind of an entitlement mentality. I am going to be there. I am going to lead. And I don't mean that necessarily in a negative way as much as he just thinks he's flat out faster than everybody. And sometimes, you know, he's going to door you to get by. What were your thoughts on the contrast between those two contacts with Kyle Busch?
Well, he and his brother are probably two of the best racers in NASCAR, and they can drive anything. Kyle Busch goes into a race with one thing on his mind, and that's win. And very rarely is he happy with second. The only reason why Kyle Busch is happy with second, and I've asked him this question, is when he is getting his butt kicked so bad
right.
that's the absolute best that he can do. Otherwise, he thinks his car should, you know, if he's getting everything out of the car, Adam Stevens is giving them everything they've got on the pit road, and the crew is flawless. Some days you just aren't the fastest guy out there. There's nothing you can do. Somebody hits it better. You know, that's happened with him and Harvick a couple times. Kyle Busch wants to win. That's his priority. If he doesn't, normally he's unhappy about it. But for Bubba Wallace, we know he's in subpar equipment. I'm not saying that Richard Petty Motorsports is, you know, a subpar team, but they're lower funded. They don't have the depth that Joe Gibbs Racing has. For him to go out there and spin Kyle, I think it's great. Number one, Bubba knew he wasn't going to, you know, win the race. Yeah, they were battling and doing. He's not going to take it. Bubba doesn't need to take it. He needs to get out there and show what he's got. And I've always said this: if you can't win, get on TV.
Right. Exactly.
he got on TV.
Yeah, he absolutely did. And, you know, what's funny is I was digging through YouTube, and I couldn't find any of the audio, because I know he had quite a few expletives after the race. And I don't know. I don't know if YouTube took it down. It's just too much, you know, language, but, was really looking forward to sharing that. But, I've always criticized Jimmy Johnson, as, not having, and displaying enough emotion. I think we got a lot of emotion. I think maybe a little too much emotion, because if you get out of a race that tough, I mean, you are a little winded. And I don't think for a second that Ryan Blaney is scared of Jimmy Johnson. But what about that tirade from Jimmy Johnson?
Let me tell you something. If I were Ryan Blaney, I would not want to tie into it with Jimmy Johnson. Okay? I like Blaney. Blaney is the future of this sport. He gets it. He knows what he's doing. He interacts with the fans well. And you can say Jimmy Johnson's vanilla all day long. That's what a lot of fans think. But that boy runs marathons. He does triathlons.
Yep.
If I had to put money on a fisticuffs between those two, Jimmy's got him on height, Jimmy's got him on stamina, and he might have him on speed. So the only thing, the other thing he's got him on, he's older, okay? And us older guys, we don't fight fair, okay?
So, absolutely.
So we're going to scrap to the ground. So I don't think it'll ever come to that, but I don't think Jimmy Johnson's playing around. He's dead serious.
Oh yeah, he's definitely not playing around. What's one of the kind of stories that maybe we're overlooking right now in NASCAR? Because I mean, it's pretty dominant, you know, with basically 11 victories for JGR, no seat right now for Christopher Bell, and definitely some talk about what's potentially going to happen with Eric Jones. I mean, that's been kind of on the front burner. But any other stories that are kind of getting overlooked?
Well, obviously Eric Jones is a big story. You know, gotta figure out where he's going to be. I don't think Eric Jones will be in the 20 car next year. I just don't.
Wow.
And I may have some more knowledge on that than I'm letting on. But if I were to go to Vegas right now and say Eric Jones is going to be in the 20 car next year, I would bet against it.
Wow.
And then it's just, there's a whole dichotomy going, you know, there behind the scenes that it's just not working out. Now, does Eric Jones lead the Toyota JGR fold? I don't think so. There's no doubt that Levine has talked about adding two cars. Do you add two cars and move Eric Jones over? Do you add two cars and move Christopher Bell over? You got to look at who's doing the better of the two. And Christopher Bell is on fire, and he is a hot shoe. Toyota will not lose Christopher Bell. You know, he's frustrated he's not in Cup because he knows he can get out there and win. Christopher Bell could be the next. I'm not going to say he's going to go on and win, you know, win 200 races or 100 races or whatever it is that Kyle Busch has. But he could very well be one of the next Kyle Busch-style racers out there as far as talent and ability. And he's just a nice guy. I mean, Christopher Bell is probably one of the nicest kids in the Xfinity garage, soon to be in the Cup garage, that you can find out there in NASCAR.
Yeah, and actually one thing that I think that Joe Gibbs doesn't get enough credit for is basically how the level of importance that he puts on recognizing his sponsors. And you can't underestimate that Christopher Bell and Craftsman aren't a good match and are a perfect match for NASCAR at the Cup level. And you can't underestimate that. And, of course, you did have Eric Jones that was in the 77, even though, of course, that was a Furniture Row, but it's still some of the same people and some of the same equipment. And so I absolutely agree with you. Now, leveraging a little bit of your insight, let's say that Bell did go to the 20, and you had Eric Jones go to the 95. Are we going to see a second car, and who might that be?
I don't necessarily think you'd see Eric go to the 95. I think you'd see a new car over at Levine.
Ah.
And he would go over there as a teammate with Matt DiBenedetto. I don't think how can you justifiably get rid of Matt D? Because I mean, God, the guy's on. He's doing great for what he's got and what that team is. Levine Family Racing, Bob Levine, follow him on Twitter. He is amazing. But, you know, they are dead serious. And I got to say, they're Texas people, too, so I like them even more. But they are dead serious about getting out there and winning races and being up front. And they have built that team and built that team and built that team. So why shouldn't they? And they've got a great personality with Matt, and he fits in well over there. So I'd like to see him today. I'd like to see the 95 and then maybe a 96 or something else come along for the Laverne guys.
Awesome. Good also, point. Good point.
You asked me about other storylines, and what about Chip Ganassi Racing?
Absolutely.
I mean, you got Kyle Larson, who, I mean, that kid is snake bit. I mean, he's probably another one of the best racers out there. He can race anything. Does he stay at Ganassi? Does he leave and go to Hendrick? Because everyone in the world, even Hendrick, wants Kyle Larson in the Hendrick car. But then you've got Kurt Busch, and I'm going to tell you right now, you'll see Kurt Busch in the one car next year.
Yeah.
So it's going to happen. So
that's a good point, because sometimes in sports you just need another uniform. And you know that might be a good move for Kyle Larson. Might be a good move for Chip Ganassi. You know, because like you said, if he just snake bit and he just kind of can't get over it, sometimes you just got to change uniforms.
I don't think Kyle wants to leave. I don't think Chip wants Kyle to leave.
Right.
But if they can't get the victory lane, Chip's a winner, dude. I mean, Chip Ganassi, he's dead serious. And if Kyle's unhappy and wants to go somewhere else, and this is an opportunity for Hendrick to do their deal and finally get Larson, it would be a long shot, but it would not surprise me in the least to see Kyle Larson end up at Hendrick Motorsports.
Absolutely.
As far as Kurt, everyone knows I've got a little bit more insight on that than most, and he's already said publicly that he's working on deals for next year. So with him, you know, getting a win and being in the playoffs and everything, you got to think that they want to keep that train rolling and stay on that one car at least for another year and see where it goes. I mean, my God, Kurt could pull off a championship at some point. You know, he's already got one. So
absolutely. Hey, Jerry, thank you for coming on this morning, and enjoy Michigan this weekend.
I have a 16-hour drive ahead of me to make it. I was in D.C. I was in D.C. yesterday for Patricia Driscoll's hearing. It got canceled. It got moved to next Wednesday. It's not going to be next Wednesday now because the prosecutor is on vacation, so now it is on September 12th. So I will be back in D.C. on September 12th, but I've been to D.C. like four times in the past month. And I've had enough of our state, of our U.S. Capitol. I want to hang out. I flew home last night. I'm driving to Michigan. I'll be in Bristol next weekend. So, and then we get an off week and I get to rest and breathe.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on this morning, and have some caffeine and stay awake, man.
I will. No problem. Thank you. Check us out at kickingthetires.net. Follow me on Twitter at @JerryJordan_KTT and at kickingthetires.net. You know, we'll get you all your NASCAR stuff, and we appreciate you guys letting us come on the air and talk about it.
Awesome. Thank you, Jerry. Have a good one, man. All right. We got a whole lot more coming up on the other side, including Jim Costa is going to come in and talk about the big expansion over at Yearwood on Eubank. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN, Albuquerque 101.7, The Team.
Baseball is back, and you know what that means.
Lots of home plate collisions.
I guess?
Getting hit by pitches, breaking bats, colliding with the wall.
Okay, what's with all the destruction?
My car got hit yesterday.
Oh, are you okay?
I am. Car isn't.
That's because you haven't gone to Car Crafters yet.
Car Crafters?
Car Crafters can repair your car like it never happened.
Then I can drive it to the baseball game.
Just don't park in foul territory.
If I do, I'll just go back to Car Crafters.
Car Crafters! It's like it never.
Visit Hobbs, New Mexico for Hobbs August Nights. Coming to downtown Hobbs August 16th and 17th. Stay the entire weekend with one of our hotels. Enjoy the car show and cruise, food, nightly concerts. Friday night, it's local bands beginning at 6. Saturday night, jam with Brett Michaels at the Ship Street Plaza. Hobbs August Nights. Coming to Hobbs August 16th and 17th. Come stay the weekend and find it in Hobbs. Brought to you by the Hobbs Chamber of Commerce, Hobbs JCs, JF Maddox Foundation.
Paid for in part by City of Hobbs Lodgers Tax.
Hello, hello.
Hey, where are you?
I'm back here. I'm having lemonade and enjoying the sun. How's golf?
You know, not quite good enough for the PGA Tour yet. Hey, wait, something seems different.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Wait, I saw an American Home furniture truck drive down the street. Did you get new furniture?
What, me?
Yes, you.
Well, I mean, you were gone for 4 hours, and I got a deal.
Really?
Yes! The final end-of-season patio closeout is going on at American Home Furniture Outlet and Clearance Center. You can save up to 75% throughout the entire patio department.
75%? Really?
Yeah! Look, I got this great three-piece fire pit set for just
$5.97. Nice! Whoa, are those Adirondack chairs under my favorite tree?
Yes, they are. They're made of recycled all-weather material for just $1.99.
It looks like the pots are new, too.
Yep, they're high-glaze patio pots. Gorgeous! And all 60% off.
That is awesome. Should we go back?
Sure!
For the best prices and best values in town every day, guaranteed. American Home Furniture Outlet and Clearance Center at I-25 and Comanche.
A thanks to all the sponsors and support in making this year's Brian Urlacher Banquet and Golf Tournament presented by PullTogether.org sold out. This is the fourth year Brian has hosted his event to benefit Salvation Army and is bringing in former Notre Dame and NFL quarterback Steve Berline for the fun. ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team recognizes the following partners that support this event. PullTogether.org, New Mail Medical Center, Windsor Door Sales, Clark's Pet Emporium, and XL Sports Photography.
Your three-step plan for a beautiful desert-friendly yard? 1. Service your irrigation system often, checking for leaks, malfunctions, and broken heads. 2. Set your turf irrigation timer according to the month and water by the numbers. 1, 2, 3, 2, 1. And 3. Select desert-friendly plants that thrive in our dry climate. Service, settings, selection. Your three-step plan for landscape success in Albuquerque and Bernalillo County. More info at 505outside.com. A message from the Water Authority.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope, the Realtor. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And last week, we talked about Height getting his 50th victory in Funny Car. But last week, 150 for John Forrest. We got some audio from that. We're going to play it now. With a slight pause in between for dramatic effect.
Yes. Two of the indisputably greatest ever get ready to lock horns here in Seattle. Will this be the moment that John Forrest closes the chapter on 150 wins? They leave within 0.002 seconds. Forrest is a car length out, and at the finish line, it's John Forrest for the 150th time in the greatest career in NHRA history. He's done it. It is never easy to predict John Force's emotional state when he climbs out of a race car. Is it relief? Is it satisfaction? Or is it tears? We're going to find out when he pulls his helmet off here in a moment. But for everyone that sat here to watch this drag race this weekend, all of you watching at home, you've seen something that we may never, ever see again in the sport of NHRA drag racing, a 150th career victory.
The best right here.
The raw emotion of John Forrest pouring out.
Don't screw you up. I've been screwed up for 25 races. And God, I'm glad that monkey's gone. Where is that monkey? I love that monkey now.
But the words hey, flowing like a river, and we apologize to some of those hit you the wrong direction, but that's John Forrest. And Jamie Howe is right there at ground zero with him. Good luck with this, Jamie.
And Ron Capps is the one that put the winner hat on his head. 150 wins for John Forrest, right on the lips for Ron Capps. John, how do you explain the success that you've been able to enjoy?
Because I surround myself with the greatest people, the greatest sponsors with Peak and Auto Club and Chevrolet and Advanced Auto Parts and CarQuest. And And of course, Montana Brand. I got a young kid coming here right now. But what I've done is taken their money and bought the best people. Karate, Brian Karate, my son-in-law, Daniel Hood, and Fabrizi in this team got me this win. And I've been struggling, but there's a lot of other guys that have got me this win. So I just want to say, I want to say to all the guys that were part of 150, you're all part of my life. But I want to tell you, Austin Coyle, I love you. You stood by me, called me every week, said I was screwed up, but I could still drive. God bless you, you and Bernie Fedeli. We finally made it. It's 150, and I'm over the...
John, as you hold up that Wally, there is a special Wally here. That was your first one, 1987, Montreal.
Wow. June 28th, 1987, Montreal. That is exactly 700 funny car races ago. Almost appropriate that Jim Costa joins the show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Did you by chance see the video on that?
Yeah.
With him, like, in his suit, trying to climb over the fence, falls. Followed over the fence, but then the fans pulling him up on the other end. I mean, that is one of the things that I think makes
just raw emotion.
Drag racing. Yeah, exactly, because when you see a guy that goes out there, I mean, in 700 starts,
right.
And is that excited about that 150th mm-hmm. victory, which is, I mean, it will never be due none again, you know, but pretty amazing.
It was pretty impressive. I got to kind of chuckle. There's been articles and stuff written about this whole event.
Right.
And it had to have happened on live TV.
Right.
Which I think probably cost John Force probably about $150,000 by the SEC, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Because, you know, they can't fix that now.
Right.
So,
but
like I said, raw emotion. You got to love it.
Hey, in junior high, you hear worse.
Oh, yeah.
In the hall. So, why are we kidding ourselves with that kind of stuff? I mean, not that you've dropped any F-bombs on this show.
No.
Which, yeah, thank you, because, I don't have that kind of money.
No.
But tell us about the big expansion over at UBank, man. This is exciting.
There's been a lot of things going on. So over the last couple of years, I've been debating what to do. This all started probably 10 years ago.
Oh, geez. That was like one-year anniversary this time?
Well, we're 12 years now.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so a couple years
into it. It's too early for math, Jim.
Right, exactly. So, but no, a couple years into it, I needed a place for my toys.
Right, okay.
It really came down to that.
Right.
And
toys, then business. Gotcha.
Well, yes. I mean, but if you can mix the two, it's even better. So right. I have that luxury.
Right.
So it's a nice problem. But I realized that for the amount of money I was going to pay in rent, I could actually add on to my building.
Mm.
So I went and got a loan, added onto the building, add another couple thousand square feet on the backside, which majority of people don't even know it's there,
right.
Which is perfect. But I knew in the back of my head at some point in time I would give up that space for the business. And that's where it all started 10 years ago.
Right.
Well, we're at that time. So what we've been working on over the last 6 months is trying to coordinate the expansion of the UBank store, which is still no easy task.
Right.
Plus, we have the lease of the Westside location coming up, and that ends, we're going to shut down that location at the end of August.
Okay.
So it just seemed like, okay, I have all this product, I have all these racks, I have the computers, I have the counters, I have the personnel. So I decided, since I'm short-staffed now, I wasn't going to hire anybody over the summer. I would just suck it up and deal with it myself. And when we close the Westside location and expand the UBank location, I'll bring Ted back over, and he can finish out his retirement there. So he said he's got a few good years left.
Well, you got a coffin in the back for him, right? I mean, he's just going to one day
that's
clock out it.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Kind of like a vampire.
But
life is a chess game.
Yeah.
You know, it's not checkers, it's actually chess.
Right.
And you got to make a lot of moves, and you got to make a lot of decisions, and these have to be done way in advance. It's not like I woke up last Saturday and said, you know what? Yeah, I think I'll just close the Westside store.
Right.
No, it was like 2 years ago last Saturday.
Right.
That, you know, things started coming up. It's been a good run. I mean, the store isn't doing horrible. It's just, it doesn't make any money.
Right.
And, you know, I come to terms with everyone's, oh, it's location, it's this, it's that. It's like, ah, it could be a lot of different things.
Right.
But the bottom line is it's not generating the revenue, it's not generating the profit, and it's a lot of work for nothing. So rather than continue to do that work for nothing, I'm going to try to do a spin. Because I never go into anything half-assed, I'll
right.
say that. I go, you know, I never show weakness and don't, you know, am I disappointed in the Westside location closing? Absolutely. You know, it's
right.
a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of effort. You know, we're 5 years into it. It's not like it just happened today.
Right.
So rather than show weakness and show that I'm down, I decided to flip that coin and, you know, go strong. And we are adding almost 2,000 square foot of showroom to the Eubank location. That'll give us just under 5,000 square feet of showroom.
Exactly.
So that will allow me to take everything from the west side and put it on the east side. Everybody thinks I have a lot of product in our showroom now. Wait until I can actually put it all out there.
Right.
Somebody says, well, I don't know what you mean. I said, okay. I said, oil pans. Perfect example. I said, how many do I got on the wall? Seven. I said, you know how many I have in back? So I probably got 60.
Yeah.
And they're not all like small block Chevy. Yeah,
right.
I've got multiples of some product. But, I mean, I've got oil pans for all different makes, Pontiacs, Oldsmobiles, you know, all these different things. But I can't put it out on display because I'm out of room.
Right.
So we decided, you know, let's twist this thing. Let's go out. Let's do something positive. And, you know, instead of dwelling on the negative of the West Side location
exactly.
not panning out. I mean, have you seen how many businesses close on the West Side?
Well, what about
how about on the east side? I mean, just in general, business is tough. So I just have a feeling the reason the west side location didn't quite pan out as I was hoping is when we're open, everybody's on the east side working.
Right.
And the reason I think that is because we do a closure rate. You know, we do traffic counts, we do sales counts and stuff like that, and we actually average 80%. So if we have 100 people walk through the door, we average 80 transactions.
Absolutely.
Which is a pretty good rate.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's phenomenal, actually.
Well, you don't just accidentally wander into Yearwood.
No. I mean,
you're there for a reason.
You know, I know speed shops around the country that are, you know, in dark alleys, and people still go to it because they need it.
Exactly.
You know? So they need that product or whatever, so they go to it. And I think that's the deal with the West Side location, but it's just there's not enough people over there. Because everybody's across the river
right.
working.
Well,
I got to
see the traffic on the way home. And,
well, right.
And you know,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
I mean,
if
you know
the commute didn't suck, I wouldn't be wrong.
Yeah. But one thing I learned, because, you know, when I had my store, we got up to four locations, is there people will drive for expertise, right?
Yes.
And not only that, you have it there,
mm-hmm.
right? So you don't have even though you guys were very good at being able to run some parts over there, you know, I mean, there's still that waiting. I mean, once you blew something on the car and you got next week, you got to get it back out there.
Right.
Time is of the essence, and really the driving thing. I mean, the Albuquerque complains. This is nothing. Go
oh, yeah.
anywhere else. Anywhere else. This is nothing. People will drive for the expertise. People will drive for the parts, and now they're going to get even more parts.
Yeah, and you know it's funny. We talk about the drive, right?
Right.
It's 20 minutes.
Right.
Door to door. It from that location to location, and trust me, I do it all the time.
Yeah.
I am probably the best expert explaining how long it takes
right.
to get there because I do it 4 days a week. You know, I've been there, but today will be my fifth day this week.
Yeah. Well, and you live on the west side.
Yes.
So it's not a, you know, hey, I'm an east sider.
Oh, no.
And
I want to
live, you know, I mean, because you bought the bigger house.
Yes.
On the west side, so you had a place to put those toys.
Yes, so
see?
I could build
so that,
a shop.
Yeah, exactly.
Knowing that I would end up closing.
Exactly.
I would end up expanding the east side.
Exactly.
It's just I decided I couldn't wait, so I put the cart in front of the horse.
Right.
So I still don't have a shop at my house, but, you know, I've managed to find a place to stick my stuff. And,
yeah.
You know, but, hey, it's all good. I'm like, super excited about the changes on the Eubank location. I mean, it's happening now. We started this week. And the easy part goes up quick, and it makes it look phenomenal right away,
right.
And which is really cool because everybody gets excited about it. So,
right.
But one thing that we are doing to celebrate, you know, what we did on the website, is we decided to give everybody a free T-shirt that has made a purchase on the website. And there's a sign explaining it on the door. What is it, June through August?
June through August,
That sounds right.
Yep.
Anybody that brings in a receipt, and you actually have to bring in the receipt. You can't just show me where you got your card charged.
Right.
I had somebody try that the other day. It's like, no, need the receipt.
Right.
So bring that receipt up to the UBank location. We'll give you a free T-shirt.
Yeah. You can't beat that.
Right.
And you got the new logo anyway.
Right. Yeah.
T-shirt. So,
exactly.
I mean, I need one.
Yeah.
I got the old T-shirt. So,
Come on up.
There you go.
Now, we don't have these over at the west side because I didn't feel like taking them there and turning around and dragging them back.
Right.
So I'm trying not to do some of that stuff, but I'm thinning out a little bit of the inventory only because it's like, well, if we haven't sold it there in 3 or 4 years,
right.
It's probably not going to sell this next month. So
makes sense.
One last thing. So I jokingly said I'm bringing the west side to UBank one tote at a time.
So sort of like sneaking it through customs.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
awesome.
But so... Our last day for the Westside location will be the end of August, August 30th.
August 30th, okay.
Right. So and that'll give us about a month to clear out, and we got to take some of the slat wall and obviously all the product and displays, et cetera, computers, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, exactly. Well, because I'm not sure a lot of people knew that you have that all upstairs, too, on the west side.
Yeah,
so,
I started doing some clearing out of that this week. So I was there on Thursday. Shrupping shelves and stuff up and down the stairs and but no, it's gonna happen and it'll be good when that east side location opens up. The UBank store is going to be huge, and we're gonna start with what we have and expand on what we've got, but we may end up dabbling in different markets. So, we've talked about there's a truck market, there's a roundy round market, there's a called dirt market where you can do side by side.
The UTV, ATV.
I've talked to Chris Braz about getting involved in their organization because I dig his angle with the veterans and et cetera.
Absolutely.
Et cetera.
So he and the rides.
He and I were on the phone the other night about an hour.
Yeah. That's it.
Well, yeah.
Between the two of you.
Right. So, he's out of town. He's out his folks helping them.
Oh, there
so,
you go.
Right.
So he's probably getting some eyeballs.
Yeah. So
cool.
I've talked to him a lot about getting involved in their programs, starting to support things like that. It's going to be a good thing. It's a long process, but by the end of this year, I think people will just be astonished about what we're able to accomplish.
Well, thanks for coming out this morning and kind of explaining that, because how the old rumor mill gets.
Oh yeah, no.
And it's like it's just insane, but. Mm-hmm. But I really appreciate that. So people can just keep track at yearwoodperformance.com.
Yeah.
What's going on.
Right. And, probably Facebook is even better because it's current and up to date. The website is good for general information, get phone numbers, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Facebook, Yearwood Performance and Yearwood Performance Center on Facebook. And of course, you can Google us. There's a text line that we have, we have our own Yearwood text line for the store. And it's always the thing. Things are good. It's just, it's crazy. I'll have to show you some pictures of progress already.
I can't wait. All right. Well, we got a whole lot more coming up on the other side, including we got some audio from Watkins Glen. Some pretty exciting comments back and forth from the drivers and more bleeping to stay away from the FCC. But you've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hi, this is Henry Winkler, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope, ESPN Radio. 101.7, The Team.
Leonard, you want to do something really, really smart?
Well, certainly, my love. What are you thinking?
Get down to either Caliber's location and purchase a membership. Caliber's members are on track to receive over $200,000 in discounts on gobs and gobs of the great merchandise from Caliber's.
Let me get this straight. I get to shoot in a great indoor environment, get instructions from some of the city's best trainers, and get discounts on gobs and gobs of cool stuff?
You're quick, Leonard. And they just might have some goodies for me also.
A Caliber's membership really does have benefits.
Jim Villanucci, a.k.a. Uncle Nooch, here for Blake's Lotaburger. You know I've been telling you about my 20-year love affair with Blake's Lotaburger for the past several months. Well, that relationship has grown only stronger with the addition of their nearly one-pound breakfast burritos that you can get either smothered or handheld with your choice of fillings and also the specialty shakes. I loved Blake's Lotaburger then. I love them even more now. Skip the line. Order online at Lotaburger.com. That's Lotaburger.com.
Leaky roof? Ponding water? Monsoon season is fast approaching, and Millennium Spray Foam Roofing has a guaranteed solution for your roof. Spray Foam Roofing goes on as a liquid and cures as a solid. It's custom fitted for your roof. Solve your roof problems for good. Visit newmillenniumsprayfoam.com.
It's back. Casino with the Downs presents their annual 90s house party, August 31st. Dance and party to your favorite 90s music videos on a 20-foot HD TV and 30 screens. Enjoy drink specials and more, and your best 90s attire wins cash. Saturday, August 31st, 8 p.m., only at Casino with the Downs.
Heading to Toyota's National Clearance Event.
We got great deals for all our friends.
The event's on now, but you gotta remember,
these offers are valid till the 3rd of September.
So better get here before the end of the call.
The last of the 2019 won't last long.
Get 0% APR financing for 60 months on a new 2019 Tundra with $1,667 per thousand borrowed. Or get $3,000 cash back on a new Tundra. Toyota, let's go places. Participating dealers only.
Excludes TRD Pro. APR and approved credit from Toyota Financial Services. Cashback savings from Toyota Motor Sales USA Inc. Does not include college grad or military rebate. Must be applied to the transaction. No cash payment will be made to consumer. Varies by region. See dealer for details.
Visit Toyota of Santa Fe or Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque or Larry H. Miller American Toyota. Or for more information, visit Toyota.com. Toyota.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Cole Custer, driver of the 00 Haas Automation Ford. You are listening to New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio Albuquerque, 1017 The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Hewitt Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Race Museum, and Swope, the Realtor. Here is David.
All right, so we got some audio that we had from Watkins Glen. Let's start off with the Bubba Wallace incident with Kyle Busch.
And you see right here, Bubba Wallace and Kyle Busch beating and banging down the front stretch. A big shot by Kyle Busch. Bubba Wallace says, I don't care, you're done. I'm sending you into turn one. Listen.
Bubba Wallace might have become a fan favorite with that move.
Well, and I don't doubt that for a second. But Kyle Busch didn't only get into it with Bubba Wallace. He also got into it with William Byron. Here's Chad Canales' thoughts on the contact.
18 foot of bumper rush distance. We are going in. We're good.
I see that 18 come back around here without you knocking the f*** out of him. We're going to have a problem.
Got up behind him there under caution to try and get the stuff off his grill, and the 18 brake checked him. Now his hood's destroyed.
Pushed that f***ing nose in pretty good.
Yep.
And that's basically when the spotters are talking to the driver. So a lot of expletives there. And then the most casual, reserved guy, Rick Hendrick, had some comments as well.
And you talked about your other cars. I was curious what you thought of William Byron today. He's in the middle of a points battle to make it and did some retaliation. Where do you kind of stand on what he did and maybe having to stick up for yourself at times versus potentially hurting your race?
Well, I think, you know, you have to stand your ground in this sport. And if you let people push you around, they're going to push you around. And he's running up front. Yes, I think it was his eighth front row start. And he's learning. And, you know, if people don't cut him any slack because he's a rookie, then he needs to let them know he'll come back. So, I think probably in hindsight he would have not messed with Kyle.
Yeah, that was Rick Hendrick. Hey, we've got some audio. We'll probably run over to next week because we ran a little long. But that's what we always try to do: bring you some of the best stuff. But we'll be back back next week with the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope the Realtor, here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us daily at nmmotorsportsreport.com and become part of the community. Tune in next week, where your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine.
101.7 KQT.